USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectants to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year, associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Kim Jong-un is rumored to be dead, according to a Hong Kong broadcast network, while a Japanese magazine is reporting that the North Korean leader is in a vegetative state after he underwent heart surgery earlier this month. A director at a Hong Kong satellite TV station is claiming that Kim is dead, citing a very solid source. Other unconfirmed reports coming from Beijing said an operation to insert a stent went wrong because the surgeon's hands were shaking so badly. The Navy hospital ship that was sent to relieve stress on New York City hospitals during the height of the pandemic is now discharging or transferring its last 12 patients as it now nears the end of its mission. The USNS Comfort has been docked at a Manhattan pier since March 30th, and it will soon leave for its home port in Norfolk, Virginia. The Comfort's sister ship, the USNS Mercy, will also likely be withdrawing from a Los Angeles port soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tom Brady got lost in his new neighborhood. USA's John Hunt explains.
Legendary quarterback Tom Brady admitted to a series of comedic missteps around his new home in Tampa, Florida, including breaking and entering and trespassing. Brady, who recently signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after 2 decades with the New England Patriots, called himself out for walking into a stranger's home and being at a park against stay-at-home orders. Brady was set to meet with Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, but accidentally visited the coach's next-door neighbor, David Kramer. Brady just let himself in, and Kramer had this to say to TMZ.
Am I in the wrong house? And I said, like, who are you looking for? And he said, is this Byron's house? Right then and there, my body just clicked. Tom Brady is in my house. By the time I could get my composure, he was like, oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Grabs his bags and just is gone.
Brady was also caught earlier this month working out at a Tampa park, which had been closed to fight the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
More thunderstorms are predicted in the central U.S. On Friday, severe thunderstorms tore through portions of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley, and damaging winds and hail hammered the region. A tornado was reported in Bennington, Oklahoma, and in Ivanhoe, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.